We have been reading through the Gospel of Matthew. We come today to chapter 16. We're going to read verses 1 to 12. Matthew 16, verses 1 to 12. Now, Jesus has just performed one of his more stupendous miracles, namely the feeding of the 4,000. There's two different events, the feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000. Both are remarkable public displays of supernatural divine power and blessing. How remarkable it is that immediately afterwards, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to test him. Now that word test is elsewhere translated to tempt. They were not coming to believe in Jesus. They were not coming sincerely to inquire, but they were trying to trip him up. They were looking for a reason to oppose him and even persecute him. And remarkably, they asked him to show a sign from heaven. Now, the man had just fed 4,000 people with a few loaves and fish, but they demand a sign. And Jesus points out to them that they know how to read the signs of the weather. Red sky at night, red sky at morning. They know what those things mean, but they do not understand the signs of the times. Now, what he means is they are not able to see the clear fulfillment of Scripture. Now, one thing we will say about the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ was it was not a judgment call. It was not a difficult matter to see whether or not he was fulfilling the prophecies. He was fulfilling the prophecies. In fact, the last miracle that Jesus would perform before he was accused of blasphemy for claiming to be the Son of God was raising Lazarus from the grave. He's fulfilling the details of Scripture. He's leading the life. He's preaching the Word of God. He's calling the people to salvation. He is displaying the power of God. And then he says, it is an evil and adulterous generation that seeks for a sign. He says, no sign will be given it but the sign of Jonah. That's a reference to Jonah's 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. The sign will be his sin-atoning death. It's interesting because you should always feel free to ask honest questions of God, to talk to a pastor, talk to your parent or a friend, and say, I have real questions, things I don't understand. That is not what's being said here. But the proof of Jesus Christ has been given. It is given in the Word of God. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Now, this is followed up by, as they're leaving the place, the disciples are there and Jesus says, watch and beware the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, the Pharisees are the legalistic right wing, as it were. They believed that by fulfilling their human traditions, that they were righteous before God. They didn't actually keep the law of God. They lowered the standard, and then they kept their own version. But they were the legalistic conservatives. The Sadducees were the humanistic liberals. And what brought them together was a mutual hatred of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus compares them to leaven, and what he's referring to is their false teaching. Now, the feature of leaven, if you know much about making bread, is that it penetrates. A little leaven spreads throughout the loaf. And Jesus will frequently warn, we need to be warned today, against false teaching. Against a little bit of lie will go a long way to work evil into our lives. We are a foolishly casual generation in matters of truth. And Jesus warns us to beware of the leaven of false teaching. Now the disciples don't understand, and Jesus is going to rebuke them. They are, the bread of which he speaks is not that which feeds the body, but that which feeds the soul, namely the gospel. Well, let's give ear to the reading of Matthew chapter 16, verses 1 to 12. This is God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and to test him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. He answered them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign. But no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. So he then left and departed. When the disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to bring any bread. And Jesus said to them, watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they began discussing it among themselves, saying, we brought no bread. But Jesus, aware of this, said, "O you of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many baskets you gathered? How is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.